Welcome back to Giggle Boys. I'm your host, Eli Halpern.
And I'm Mike Sideways Hat Eaton. Yeah, gangster.
How was your week?
It was so good. It was so good. But you're wearing the most colorful towel. Like, it looks like what you would use to mop up cum at the Pride Parade.
You don't have to be gay to wipe up cum with this.
Oh, man. Dude, I forgot it. I was supposed to bring a box of Fruit Loops. I found out a piece of information that devastated me completely to my core. Did you know that all Fruit Loops are the same flavor and that that flavor is lime?
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Wow. Fucked my head right up.
I need to eat Fruit Loops now.
I haven't even gone to verify this information since I found it out. We were supposed to verify.
You never do.
No, Charlie wasn't. I don't have Charlie at home.
I do.
No, but like if you think about the smell of Fruit Loops, it is like very vaguely artificial lime.
Yeah. I mean, the colors just placebo you into thinking it's a different flavor.
Yeah.
Which is genius.
Yeah.
Like imagine how much money that saves. Instead of having a separate assembly line for each color, just one, and they just spray them. Actually, no, they probably have separate assembly lines. But okay, they're lazy then.
But no, it's all the same formula. Instead of having to do separate ingredients and make sure that the mixture is the correct like proportions of colors, they just have all of them fucking just shooting in that shit.
Did you know that lab mice, which they test medication on for humans to see if it's safe, specifically anti-cancer drugs? So rats, the cells in lab rats have telomeres, which are proteins.
When those go away, you start dying.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't make new telomeres.
Yeah. So since the rats... Something. Yeah. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
So since the rats are so used to being injected with cancer stuff, their offspring have very long telomeres, whereas wild rats don't have that. I think it's mice, actually, not rats.
Oh, so they're now useless for testing.
Exactly.
Because they're cancer-proof.
Yeah. So everyone's taking stuff that probably either... doesn't prevent cancer or weakens the heart.
Wow.
So it's like their cells regenerate really quickly when they have these long telomeres.
Uh-huh.
And then they get shorter and shorter and shorter. So
they're very healthy.
They live longer and they're very healthy. But then at the end, then they get a bunch of tumors.
Yeah, that makes sense. We had my little sister growing up had pet mice. My dad got her a bunch of feeder mice for Christmas one year as like presents. And was like, here, now you have pet mice. And they were all named after, like, the reindeer from Santa. And they, like, there were, like, I think 10 or 11 of them. They died so fast. Like, because they were not made to live a long time. They're feeder mice. But they were alive. And it got down to, like, the last three. And then one of them got this huge fucking cancer on it. But my sister's attached. So my dad has to take a feeder mouse to the fucking vet and get like cancer medicine for it. He spent like $500 on like a 25-cent mouse. And she's like, thanks, dad. He's like, son of a fuck. She had a hedgehog too and she forgot to feed it and it died.
I had a hamster named Max.
Uh-huh.
And then I got him a friend named Sam.
How did they
die? Which is funny because those are two of best friends that I've had.
Mm-hmm.
And then Max bit Sam's ear off.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really sad.
My corgi ate my guinea pig. My family went... This is a rich kid sentence. My family went to the opera one night. And when we came home from the opera, I went up to my room and my guinea pig was just like half there and just like destroyed. And the corgi was just like...
A corgi?
Yeah. Welsh corgi Pembroke.
A pit bull corgi?
No.
He behaves like one.
No, she was a bad bitch.
I had a fun week.
Yeah, what'd you do?
Fun weekend.
Yeah.
So all my friends or my teammates from the MMA team at 10 Planet, there's a fight up in Arkansas.
It's a good place for one.
They need to be beat up.
Yeah.
There is
what'd you give us besides Walmart? Fuck you, Arkansas. Your stupid fucking hot springs.
There's all these like Native American
helping hide FDR's crippleness. Pieces of shit.
We had to drive through Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
And as I'm looking at Oklahoma, I'm like, wow, this is like a beautiful state. And then we'd like stop and go in somewhere. And I'd be like, this is the worst place ever.
That's 100% Oklahoma.
And I was just looking around. We had to stop at like the Hard Rock in Tulsa. And
oh yeah, because your buddy let you borrow his Tesla to drive there.
Yeah, I drove a Tesla to Tulsa.
That's funny.
And dude, we had to stop. It was an 8-hour drive. We had to stop 7 times. It turned into a 15-hour drive.
Yeah, I bet, because of the supercharging, right? Is that fast?
I mean, relative to charging a car to go that long, yes, it's very fast.
Okay.
Relative to me taking a
gas car
830-mile trip, no. Okay. Maybe 530-mile. I don't know.
Yeah, 530 sounds right.
Yeah.
But
I would have to be going.
Did you do any of the fun Tesla Easter eggs?
You can.
Because you pulled up when he let you borrow it. I got in it and rode around with you, and we looked up all those Easter eggs.
You can go in the toy box.
Uh-huh.
And there's one where you can make it fart on command, like you click a button.
Uh-huh.
And you can pick which speaker, which of the 4 speakers it comes out of, so you can blame the fart on one of the passengers.
Oh, you had a girl with you, and you just kept making her fart, I assume?
No, she was just doing it naturally.
Oh, that's awesome.
She was just shitting all over my car.
Oh, that sucks.
She was like, wow, this Tesla's cool.
Yeah.
And also, there's another thing. It was cool at first.
Mm-hmm.
If you click down the tab, dude, this thing's like fully self-driving too.
Yeah, that's fun.
Like fully, not fully.
I wonder how much better it's, because I drove a Model S in Fashion Valley in San Diego that went at like the Tesla dealership. And it had autopilot then, and so there was like that little cruise control stick down under the wheel, so you double tap that, and that turned on autopilot, and then it just stayed in the fucking lanes. But like when we were turning on the highway, the fucking wheel turned. Like,
yeah.
That was tripping me the fuck out, but it had a lot of features. I only had 20 minutes in it. You had it for like, what, 3 days? So
yeah,
fuck around with it.
Yeah, I mean, dude, it's really fast.
Yeah.
If you floor it, your head goes back.
Well, one of the reasons that it's so great on acceleration is because it has a single drivetrain, because it's electronic. So with like a normal like motor engine, it has to shift gears. And so like it goes from like first gear to second gear, and there's like a loss of time and power. But because it has like a single electronic drivetrain, it just goes super fast.
I don't know what that means, but
I just told you.
Yeah, I don't know what any of the words you used to describe that meant.
So
what?
in a car with a...
What's a drivetrain? There's a train in the car?
Yeah. It make train go drive. Drivetrain. 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 All right, I'm retarded. I can't. My mind is broken.
We should start a podcast.
Yeah. I'm so fucking tired of you saying that shit in public. We're in a fucking open mic. You're like, we should start a podcast. Like, you son of a bitch.
Dude, I'm so pissed you made me go to that open mic.
I'm so pissed I made you go to the open mic, too. I went and hung out with comedians afterwards at Spider House. And someone was like, why did Eli come? And I was like, he was mad. And he was like, why was he mad? And I was like, he's just mad that I made him come to an open mic. And like, doesn't he do comedy? And I was like, yeah.
Who said that?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does.
No.
I need to know who thinks that I hate comedy.
No, no one said that you hate comedy. I said you hate comedy.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah. Well, you do.
No, you hate comedy. Hate comedians.
Okay. Well, this has been Giggle Boys. the show's over.
So, yeah, we went through this long-ass drive. It took 2 days to get there.
Uh-huh.
And
that sucks.
But the thing is because it was on auto drive, I was not touching the wheel, like, at all. Like, part of the time, I just had, like, my head back looking through the roof. At the clouds.
I would have for sure just taken a bunch of mushrooms and just been staring at the sky. Woo, I'm not driving.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, it does.
And
do you have to like tie the wheel to anything?
You have to touch the wheel every minute. And so I didn't think of this until the way back.
Yeah.
I unplugged my iPod iPhone charger.
The iPod was 98?
I was just had a...
The 30-bit?
I just had In the Club stuck in my head.
I was listening to Tipsy.
R.I.P. DMX, by the way. I don't even care, actually.
He's barking in heaven now.
He was going to die. He was going to die, and then he died, and then it turns out he didn't die, and then actually he did die. Like, that whole thing, I was like, I don't even care. Just die. Get off the news.
I'm upset he died because there were going to be so many more amazing DMX stories. Like, that time that he was fucked up and then drove accidentally into an airport and had a bunch of guns in his car.
I didn't hear about that.
He's awesome. DMX is like just a crazy person.
I just think it would be hilarious to have DMX, Ja Rule, and Mystical in a super group.
What I think would be hilarious is when DMX was in like a vegetable brain coma and stuff.
You know who Mystical is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I forgot that you're weirdly into hip hop.
Yeah. Yeah. But they all have that same voice. Yeah. But here's what I'm picturing. So DMX, he's in the hospital because he's a vegetable. That's what happened is he went brain dead and then they just kept him on life support and then they're like, no more. But so vegetable DMX, and he's laying there, and someone goes up behind him and holds his arms. Y'all go make me lose my mind up in here.
I don't know if that's a step up or a step down from hologram.
It'd be so fucking funny.
What if that was in his will?
That's just Weekend at Bernie's.
We should put that in our wills that once we're both dead, to dig
you
us up.
You have to do 1 Weekend at Bernie's with us.
And use us as puppets.
Yeah, my last request when I die is you prop my body up against the coffin and put a microphone in my hand and then just play a recording of a really good set of mine. My corpse just sitting there like, so my wife eats my ass from behind.
And you're just rotting and your just arm falls off. Thuds on the ground.
Mic drop!
Necro, please.
Oh, fuck. Man, that's close. Holy shit.
Support for Giggle Boys is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels.
They obsess over their technology developments to provide you the best tools for your grooming experience. Manscaped is trusted by over 2 million men worldwide.
We have an exclusive offer for our listeners, 20% off plus free shipping with the code GIGGLE at manscaped.com.
Have you tried this stuff yet?
I have not yet.
You should try it right now. The ball toner.
All right.
It's for like an anytime spritz. I've used it a couple times. I love it.
Oh, it's very refreshing.
Yeah? It smells good.
It smells like sandalwood.
Yeah. It's a good manly smell, but it's just nice. Like, I don't know. There's not, like, any other products out there to just take care of my boys. So this is my Giggle Boys.
Manscaped.
Manscaped.
20% off and free shipping.
Yeah, so guys,
promo code Giggle.
Your balls will thank you.
So we get to Arkansas. Yeah. Oklahoma, there's all these signs for legal weed.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out it's just medicinal.
Yeah.
They're not there yet. But I'm looking around, dude. Everyone's fat and disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, you're fat, but you're not disgusting.
Thank you.
Everyone looks like you melted and didn't care about your style at all.
Dude, I don't know what it is about...
Without having teeth.
Oklahoma, like, there are some great people there, but, like, I don't know how they stand being there in the middle of that shit. Like,
you're cool. What are you around all these other guys for?
Yeah, the only good thing in Oklahoma City is a restaurant called Kitchen 405. That's their area code. But they have an amazing, like, cocktail menu, and all the food is so good. The rest of Oklahoma can go fuck itself.
I stopped at a restaurant called I Don't Care Bar and Grill. And their tagline is, where do you want to go tonight? I don't care. And I was like, that's funny. I'm going to stop off here. So yeah. We pull over. We're walking in. I see this huge lifted Ford F-150 brand new, shining, gleaming, just covered in Blue Lives Matter decal. Like,
great.
You know the Blue Lives Matter flag? Like, it's just a square, usually. Mm-hmm. A bumper sticker. Mm-hmm. This one was like flowing and like wrapping around the corner of the car. It had like a quote about like, we stand behind our brothers in blue. And I'm like, whoa, fuck this place.
I guarantee you his Facebook profile picture is taken from down here and he's wearing a hat like this with sunglasses. And he's
or holding camera. A fish.
Yeah, definitely holding a fish.
And then we go to get seated and the guy, I'm pretty sure he's retarded.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that people don't like that word because it's the best word to describe it.
Well, it's...
He just looked very confused by the fact that I was there.
There's a lot of people that I've met at restaurants that it feels like it's their first day on Earth.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I feel like that a lot too, though.
Like, I went to go eat somewhere with Brittany.
He looked like he didn't know that he was a host at a restaurant.
Yeah, like we went up to a restaurant the other day and like we walked up to the host stand and we're like, hey, can we get like a table to eat? And they're like, okay. And they just didn't do anything. And she's like, do you want to pick your table? And I was like, oh, is it open seating? She goes, no, right this way. Like, wait, what? And then she walks us to our table.
Did that really happen?
Swear to God. So we walked to our table, and then she points to it, and we sit down. And she's like, I'll go get you menus. She's holding menus. Just walks away with the menus in her hands to go get menus. And then she comes back and gives us the menus.
And like, you think I'm ridiculous for hating restaurants?
No, I don't think you're. Sometimes waiters suck and hosts and stuff suck. Like, there's definitely shitty ones. I'm just saying, like, I don't mind, like, a 15-minute wait for food. That doesn't bother me. A 30-minute wait for food.
That goes against everything you stand for, though.
No, I love food. And if someone puts some... Dude...
You know the marshmallow test?
Uh-huh. I don't know what it is.
They take a bunch of kids... And they give them each a marshmallow.
Uh-huh.
And they say, you can either eat this marshmallow now, or you can wait 20 minutes, and we'll give you a second marshmallow.
Uh-huh.
And then that's like an impulsivity test.
Okay, I would have failed immediately. I would have eaten the marshmallow, and then at 20 minutes, I would have tried to bargain with that guy to give me the other marshmallow. Because it's like, if you're going to give me the second, you already have the marshmallow. Like, what, are you going to let the marshmallow go to waste? Give me the second marshmallow.
And then they'd probably be like, okay, you can have the marshmallow, but you failed the test. And you'd be like, I don't care.
Yeah, I got the marshmallow.
Yeah, that's the point of the game.
You fucking idiots. Lost the test. Give me the marshmallow.
Yeah, I got what I wanted. I'm pretty sure I got that test. I think it was with M&M's. I don't remember what happened.
Probably pretty sure I got that test from life, and it's with money, and I'm doing terrible.
Yeah.
You can have this money now, or if you hold on to it, you'll have more money later. I'm going to spend it. I'm going to spend it now.
Yeah, terrible decisions.
Whatever, it's great.
So we get to Arkansas.
I think you're going to say that 74 times. Oh,
until we leave.
Yeah.
We get to Arkansas, and everyone's wearing, my whole MMA team, everyone's wearing these dope-ass matching tracksuits mm-hmm. that are yellow and blue, and they have the Golden Cricket logo and name up front. Mm-hmm. And on the back of mine, my buddy ordered one that said Octavius Thunder.
Nice.
Which is... hilarious and cool.
Uh-huh.
And I'm gonna wear that next time.
Yeah, I feel like that's...
It's a little small.
That's very much a you kind of thing, to have like a bunch of homies dressed in very bright colored tracksuits and yours has your insane name on the back and you just go around beating people up. That seems...
That's part of the vision, man.
Yeah.
That's the whole vision for the team, is to just come in with matching tracks. We get new tracksuits every fight. So I'm going to have a shit ton of tracksuits.
What is the overhead on that? How many? Yeah, you're going to have so many tracksuits.
It's a lot, yeah. And I'm going to have a fuck ton of tracksuits.
I don't even have one tracksuit.
Some of them are going to be worth a bunch of money one day, because a handful of people are going to make it to the UFC.
Should we get tracksuits?
Giggle Boys?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. That seems like something we should...
That seems like I should have thought of that 3 episodes ago.
Like black with like baby
no,
blue?
No, white and baby blue.
White with baby blue.
That's already
stripes?
Become like the theme colors, just because I was like, oh, I'm just going to put this up there for now. And it's just been up there for so long. And then it went up there and then... Oh, it's not there, is it, Charlie? Yeah. It is? All right, cool.
Oh. Is it working?
Yeah, we're not using the green screen anymore.
I know, this is real
this
wood.
This is wood.
Ah, splinter!
I was going to do that.
Yeah, I lied. I'm a good actor.
Yeah. Now really. You got 2 splinters.
Yeah.
I got rid of mine.
I got a 3rd splinter. It's my penis.
Dude. And, all right. There was 4 people fighting.
Uh-huh.
3 of their opponents dropped out.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of them, he ended up losing, which sucked.
Oh, that does suck.
He was doing, like, we all came out there, and then he was even like, sorry for making you drive out. I'm like, yeah. Dude, don't be sorry. Like,
no, do be sorry. You should feel terrible.
No, you give us all a chance.
In Japan, we'd make you stab yourself. You're lucky we're in Arkansas.
Yeah, we'd make you do Sapporo.
Yeah, it's a good beer.
Yeah. Japanese are good at alcohol.
Yeah, they are.
They're good at everything.
Pretty much.
Oh, man. But
except for like personal space on sidewalks.
Yeah. But he was doing really good. He was kicking the guy's ass, and then he just fell into a guillotine.
Oh. Well, that's kind of his fault for falling.
Yeah. I don't know.
Guillotine! Chop my head off.
Not an actual one.
Oh, much funnier.
It's a move.
It would, yeah, I know, but it's much funnier if you just picture there was a head chopping device on the side of a wrestling ring, and he just tripped and fell. They're like, oh, match is over. That's cut off.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. And they say, wrestling's fake. His head's over there.
And then I went to a Waffle House for the first time.
How did this not come up sooner? What? Tell me everything. What'd you order?
I love it.
Oh, that makes me so happy to hear. You're a Waffle House person for sure.
Yeah, dude, it feels like a 1930s diner.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in like an old Scorsese movie.
Yeah.
And we're talking about what we're going to do with the body.
Yeah.
You get like that little red booth.
Yeah, and the no one that works there gives a fuck about anything.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, you're here for food? Good fucking luck.
But I've also found them to be funny and friendly, but in like an unintentional way.
Yeah.
Where they're like joking about how much they don't want to be there to the point where it's like, hey, I'm with you there, brother.
Dude, it's the best. Waffle House I'm so hungover right now. I would love to go to Waffle House. I would love. You get a triple hash brown. You get gravy. You get cheese. You get bacon. Fucking mix that bitch up. You get a couple chocolate chip pancakes. You get a bunch of butter on there and syrup. Mix that shit up. And then you get
Dude, go see a doctor.
What? Why?
That's your sentence is giving me diabetes.
That's so good.
It does sound good though. I was getting full. You started off strong, and then I'm like, I'm getting full.
You don't have to finish everything.
It's yeah, fucking, you do. That's
like $7.
Oh, that's another thing about finishing everything. Native Americans always finished everything. And I just do not understand how the people of Oklahoma defeated Native Americans.
I don't. Smallpox blankets, mostly.
Yeah, I think
the people of Oklahoma have done some fucked up stuff. Everybody found out about Watchmen, which I still haven't seen. But apparently they brought up like the Tulsa like massacre there. Where, like, there was, like, a whole section that was, like, Black Wall Street in Tulsa.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then all the people in Tulsa were, like, not in our town, and just burned the shit down.
Yeah, they killed, like, 36 black people.
It was bad. Yeah, I don't know the numbers on all of it, but, like, we learned about that in school.
You learned about that in school? I just found out about that recently.
I learned about it in college, not
what's
in
it? What's it referred to as?
I think it's, like, the
Tulsa Massacre.
Yeah.
Just the Tulsa Massacre.
The Tulsa race riots as well.
There's a Tulsa bomber, too, right? No, that's Oklahoma City. Yeah, so I went through. I was
McVeigh, right?
What kind of what kind of tourism would that be called?
Food tourism?
No, you go in for. Oh, let's go check out where the bombing happened. Let's check out where the massacre happened.
Tourism?
Tourism? Yeah. Fuck yeah,
we did it.
I like that.
We should start a tourist company.
We really should, man.
Yeah,
we just compile all the cities where like.
We'll go
Columbine.
It's essentially just going to be a school tour. All right, everyone, on the school bus, we're going on our first stop of tourism today. Sandy Hook.
Yeah, that's what sucks for pedophiles. They won't get to do it.
Yeah. Dude, all right, speaking of pedophiles, I think I figured out where they're all hiding.
Okay.
High school sports recruiters and talent agents. These guys literally going on the radio. Before my CarPlay connects, it always plays the radio for a second in my car. And today the radio came on. It was a guy and he was like, he's 17 and he's a 5-star prospect. And I was like, oh, gross. Like, he's definitely talking about fucking that kid. And all the colleges are like, we want that young meat here. Send it here. Like, it's for sure.
Well, yeah, like gym teachers.
Like, I know they caught the dude at Penn State that was fucking all the kids there. And then there's the guy that's like, a senator or governor that was like at a college in Michigan where the wrestling dude was fucking a lot of kids or something.
Larry Nassar.
Yeah, there we go. So like there's been just mad kid fucking happening in college sports. And I think that like they're like hiding the recruits. They're like, we got to pick the hottest kids for our school. And like they're all just having pedophile conventions and just raiding children. And we're all fine because it's under the guise of sports.
So I was researching more into Epstein.
Yeah.
Because I just wanted to see if any new information came out.
He plays the piano.
I told you that months ago.
I know it. And then I put it into a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good joke.
It's my proudest comedy moment is the piano player, rest in peace, at the Comedy Store, played the song that I sing about fucking little kids and the Epstein joke about that.
Oh, yeah. What was his name?
I can't remember. I didn't know him well. I wasn't cool enough
to
know him.
But I didn't mean
like he was awesome.
Yeah. He was there every night.
Yeah.
And he died. How'd he die?
I think just old age. Cancer, maybe?
He wasn't that old. Just cancer.
Hello.
I don't know, man.
So you're researching Epstein and pedophiles. What'd you learn?
So I was... The temple was a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
The one on his island, which you can look on Google Maps. You can just zoom into Little St. James and you'll see that
little... Remember when we saw Little St. James in Big Bear? When we were out on that boat with Jackson and Pablo?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a like a telescope or something.
It was Littlest St. James.
I woke up still high from last night and it's making it hard for me to come to find words.
I woke up not high,
which is the opposite of what this podcast needs.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I was like, what is this temple about? You know, it's a crazy looking thing. It doesn't look normal. It doesn't look like anything I've ever seen.
Very eccentric.
And then I later found out that there's big walls on it. I mean, big doors, big wooden doors that go in.
Mm-hmm.
And then some information came out. People flew some drones around the island. Turns out that's all painted on. There's no walls. There's no doors to the walls.
Okay. They're just walls. There are no doors.
Yes.
Yeah, that was hard for you to get there.
So hard.
Yeah. It's gonna all right, so Epstein's temple has no doors. They're painted on.
Yeah. Okay. And then it is modeled after the Hemem Yagibe or something.
That is how you say that. No idea.
One sec.
Charlie, can you try and Google that thing that he just tried to say? I think he actually sent it in the group chat. God damn.
You're scrolling past all the arguments.
Oh, so stressful. You know what we guys do to bring you this?
Oh, it's so stressful.
You know what I have to deal with these fucking children? Also, it's very odd that you're, like, talking shit about Epstein having, like, an eccentric temple, pretending, like, if you had an island, you wouldn't do the exact same shit, Mr. Versace Robe.
I would definitely not do the same shit.
Well, you wouldn't be kid-fucking, but you would for sure have a temple.
I always wanted my own island as a kid.
It is the Hammam Yalbuga.
Look what that looks like. Yeah. Charlie, can you put a picture of that up?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That looks identical to Epstein's temple.
Just that kind of architecture.
Like, yeah, but it was modeled after that.
Okay.
Like, clearly.
Okay, and?
And the history of that is...
This is why I hate conspiracy theories, because this is just so much... All right, the doors are painted on, it's modeled after the shit. Was he doing spooky Satan kid fucking stuff?
Probably.
See, I need more.
I don't... I'm not... I need
definitive that would be, answers.
That wouldn't be based on facts, though. That would just be...
But what you're telling me is just a bunch of facts that don't mean anything.
Like, they do. You got to make your own mind up about it. Because
no, that's called creating a narrative. And then you're just finding things to fit your narrative.
You got to create a narrative. Have you ever read a book without a narrative? It's more of a news article.
No, but like if you are...
Actually, news articles have narratives too. But no, yeah. All I'm telling you is it looks like a building. So okay. You're arguing against nothing.
No, right I'm now. Just saying that's a boring thing. That doesn't...
That it looks like a building?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. That's because there's a lot more to it.
Yeah.
So the architecture is known as Mamluk architecture.
Okay.
Mamluk means... Arab and Caucasian slaves that were also sex slaves and warrior slaves.
Ooh.
They would catch the kids at a young age and raise them to be either sex prostitutes warriors. Or soldiers.
Oh, not both?
No, not both.
Definitely hoping for a crossover episode.
I don't think...
I'm the sex warrior slave. I'm Spartacus. And they all just... in a fuck trade yelling, I'm Spartacus.
And he has another statue
that
on
was
his
a
island.
Funny joke. You haven't seen that.
I was in my head about what I'm going to say.
Okay.
There's a statue that he identified, the guy making the YouTube thing, as Enki, uh-huh. which dates back to Mesopotamian Empire era stuff.
Okay.
Which is a long fucking time ago.
Uh-huh.
And it's in relation to the Anunnaki.
Okay.
Which are the aliens that came down from Nibiru to genetically alter humans.
Okay.
The whole 10th planet theory.
Oh, wait. So your jiu-jitsu gym...
Yeah, Eddie Bravo's a maniac.
Oh, God damn it.
Did you just realize all this?
I didn't know there was a 10th. I just thought it was a stupid fucking marketing name.
Oh, no.
I know Eddie Bravo's insane. I didn't realize that you go to a gym that's named after a conspiracy. You are so much who you are. It is ridiculous. It's like, it's the most Eli thing ever. Where do you go? I go to Epstein's a kid fucker gym. Like, what? What's the name of your gym? 10th planet. What's that based on? Well, these aliens came down Mesopotamian time.
That has nothing to do with Epstein.
Until now.
Yeah. So why is this satanic? Because I've been saying that like for thousands of years, it sounds like they've been doing this child sacrifice stuff to interact with other dimensions. And why is this guy referencing shit from the beginning of human time?
Why are you screaming?
This is how I talk.
No.
I never get this loud?
Not you. There's like, you know, like this is what happens when you're talking with women and they're like, why are you yelling at me? And you're like, I'm not yelling. This is just how I talk. It's that. I get what they're talking about now.
No, when I'm yelling at women, I'm actually yelling at them.
I know. But I mean like in those hypothetical situations that always exist on TV. Anyway, see, now you're...
Dude, I had a hypothetical argument with you the other day and I was so mad.
Yeah, you told me. You're like, I'm never going to a restaurant with you again. It's like, why? He's like, I just had an argument with you in my head and it made me so fucking mad. I was like, what? And it turned out it was because you wanted to order something that wasn't on the menu, and then I would have been like, hey, don't do that. Just order shit on the menu. And you're like, fucking asshole, I'm going to order two things. And it's like, yeah, I would have just told you, like, let's order both of them and we just both eat it.
I just wanted to switch out, like, a sauce with maybe avocado.
Yeah. That seems normal. That wouldn't upset me.
All right. Well,
Oh, man.
Can you apologize for being in my subconscious?
I hate you so much. So I had the best burger of my life. I finally acquired a Bad Larry burger.
Give us a little background on what that is.
I tried to get you to come because you could have had one too, but you were nowhere to be found. So Bad Larry Burger Club is a pop-up burger stand, and he does it like 2, 3, sometimes 4 times a month, and he'll set up his burger stand at other food trucks. So it's, he doesn't even have a food truck. He just sets up like a grill, and then he sets up like his motorcycle, and then has a – it looks kind of like a –
It's just one dude?
It's 2 cooks and then a dude taking orders.
Too many cooks?
But he's got like a – it looks kind of like a rain gutter thing, but it's a chute, and he drops your burger in a box down the chute, and you catch it at the bottom. It says Bad Larry Burger Club down the side. But so the deal is he only sells 250 burgers. He announces the presale at noon on Sunday and then opens up on a Monday, and they sell out in like 3 fucking minutes. Like,
yeah, I watched the Instagram post.
Yeah,
like sometimes it shows the amount it starts with, and then it just goes down.
So the way that it works is when he
posts. How much was it?
I don't even remember.
Just like a normal burger price?
Yeah, I think it was like, I had a vodka soda and I got 2 burgers, and I think it was like 15, 20 bucks.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really cheap.
Yeah, it was very normal. But
that's not normal. That's extremely cheap. Like any one of those.
A burger is like $6-7, and the vodka is like $4-5. I don't know. Anyways, it was a small one. But so I have been trying to get these burgers, and I'll log on at noon, and he drops the link in his Instagram bio. I click it, and then you try and click one of these time slots, and you buy your burgers. But every time, by the time I go to fucking click buy, they're like, the item that you're ordering is out of stock. Like, it sells out so fucking fast. So I was just getting bummed out. Like, I'm not never going to be able to get a Bad Larry burger. He posted on April Fool's Day. Like, he posted a picture of him selling burgers somewhere. And he's like, come out today. No pre-sales. Get as many burgers as you like. And then he was like, got you, bitches. And posted another. Because he has great social media.
But he's good at social media.
He's so good at it. He's always like, it's just a fucking meat cheese sandwich. Why are you guys freaking out? And like, suggests other great burger spots. Such a solid dude. But so he posts this, like, message me, send me a DM if I fooled you on April 1st. So I messaged him, and I was like, Bad Larry, you fooled me, but I will acquire one of your burgers. And he was like, I'm like a Sour Patch Kid. First I'm sour, then I'm sweet. Skip the pre-sale shit. Just come by on Monday, anytime between 7:45 and 9. I was like, get the fuck out. So we did the open mic, and then I took my happy ass over to Little Brother Bar on Rainy, and he was set up out front. So I just went in. I ordered. There were 10 left when I got there. And I went in, I was like, let me get 2 burgers and a drink. And that was it.
Damn. Yeah. How good was it?
So fucking good. I should have sent Charlie the picture so he could show people. But look at these fucking burgers, dude. This is how good.
Fuck you guys. We're going to look at it, though.
This is how.
It just looks like a regular burger.
You're dumb. I wish. Like, you can see that? Okay. They're so good. I
should call her.
that I didn't even take the onions off. I took the pickles off. Ooh. But I left the onions on, and it was still
that was the a best big burger I've
ever had. Yeah.
You're not a big onion guy.
No, I hate onions. I hate them so much. Dude, one time Brittany took me to fucking Nickel City, and she got me a slider when I was real drunk and didn't tell me, and I ate it and was like, that was delicious. She's like, it had pickles and onions. I was like, no! Like, betrayal.
That'd be funny if you were allergic to them.
She dosed me. Pickles and onions.
Ugh. Did your school ever have, like, peanut allergy-free tables?
No.
For kids?
No, we just let them die.
I thought you grew up rich.
Yeah, no.
My school in Irvine did. They had a lunch table just for kids eating lunch. I mean, eating peanut-free lunch.
That's so weird.
I was always thinking, like, they don't, like, block off the school at night. Mm-hmm. Anyone could just run up there and just smear peanut butter all over the under of the table and chairs.
Can I tell you the single greatest peanut butter allergy story to ever exist?
Does it involve a dog?
No. It's even better. When I was in high school, there wasn't nearly anybody with a peanut allergy. There was one girl. She moved from Canada, and so she was a senior when I was a junior, but she was a year younger than me. So she was a 16-year-old senior, and we hung out and like had hooked up a couple times, and one day she'd come over and we'd hooked up, and then she left, and I got a call from the hospital. And the hospital was like, do you know Miss So-and-so? I'm like, yeah. They're like, what did you guys do today? And I'm like, we just hung out. And they're like, she's having a severe allergic reaction. We need to determine like how much like peanut she came in contact with. What specifically did you guys do? I was like, She gave me a blowjob at the back seat of my car, and she swallowed, and then we left. I had eaten a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich for lunch. They are cooked in peanut oil. It got in my nut, and my nut made her have an allergic reaction delayed when it got to her. So she's at the hospital having an allergic reaction to my peanut cum.
That's wild.
My nut almost killed her.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Is that not the craziest thing you've ever heard?
You turned your dick into a sexual assault rifle.
Yeah. That's my AR 1.5. It is Armalite. Oh, man.
I need more gun puns.
Yeah, dude, the greatest...
I'm not feeling it today.
The greatest gun pun that's... I just got set up so perfectly. You remember Maggie Mayfield?
Yeah.
She's a great comic. She's got she does music comedy. So she was...
Yeah, I like her.
She's, performing she's at Sal's in L.A., and she was doing a show, and she had a song about how penises were like guns. She does a Penises Are Guns song. And then I got up on stage to introduce the next person because I was hosting. And I was like, yeah, penises are a lot like guns. People really hate when you use them on kids. It was just like the best setup I've ever had for that joke. I was like, yes, that feels good.
I've always said the best way to approach life is assume everyone has a dick and a gun.
Yeah.
That's after I went to Thailand.
That's my dick and a gun. Everyone has, assume everyone has a dick and a gun. That would... make dating weird for...
Yeah, just assume they all have dicks. Then you don't have to deal with women, and then you can just focus
maybe on... Maybe I am gay. Just like all these women with no dicks. You say have
yeah, dicks. Dude, if you can be... You know they say not all women have periods, or just because you're having a period doesn't mean you're not a man. Well, it's like, well, just because... You could say just because I like girls only doesn't mean I'm not gay.
God. Okay, 4chan. You win. Your gender's an attack 4chan, helicopter. 4chan.
Liberals.
There's the insane radical left that says things like that, that makes, like, these hyper assertions about, like, I don't even want to get into this. It's hurting my head to think about.
It's probably not that funny. Like,
it's not funny. It's just politics shit.
I'm just saying, you could go both ways with it.
You coming out as bi? Is that what just happened? You go both ways with it?
No, I'm gay.
Oh.
But I only have sex with girls.
Weird.
No, it's normal, actually. Oh. And it's offensive that you said that.
I'm sorry. Well.
You want to get out of here?
No. I saw... So one of the things that I never see anymore is commercials. So just, I watch Netflix and shit. And I illegally download stuff. But I was...
Woo!
I was in Houston for work, and I was San Antonio, Houston, so I stayed in a hotel, so I turned on hotel room TV, and they play fucking commercials there. And I saw a commercial that was for a law firm that was saying, if you worked at a Motorola factory and your kid had birth defects, you're entitled to financial compensation because you were exposed to these chemicals, and that's why your kid has birth defects. But they were saying, like, call now if you didn't know about this. So I'm picturing someone watching Adult Swim at 11:30 at night like me, just watching cartoons. And they're like, oh, my kid is fucking ugly. Maybe it's from that Motorola factory I worked at. I should get financial compensation for my ugly-ass kid. Or the even better alternative is that someone that worked there is like, my kid is kind of fucked up. And they go get him checked out, and they're like, no, it's totally fine.
No, we've been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty is the new you may be entitled to financial compensation.
Another thing
about Oklahoma, mm-hmm. I wasn't done with that. Number one, I don't understand why there's farms everywhere, yet no one eats vegetables.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't understand why there's beauty pageants everywhere, yet all of the adults are disgusting.
It's so weird. It's like...
Also, beauty pageants for children shouldn't exist.
No, not at all.
That's fucking weird.
It's so creepy. They have swimsuit sections of those.
Dude,
we were watching the JonBenet Ramsey shit that was about the little girl that got murdered, and they were showing all the child pageant
obviously
shit.
Obviously, she got murdered.
Yeah, of course. She was being a little whore.
No, her parents were whoring her out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It wasn't her fault. Dude, the first fight I went to in Arkansas, for some reason, we keep going to Arkansas to mm-hmm. fight people. We're trying to beat up everyone and then move on.
And you lost, so not a good start.
No, we started two fights ago where we won 6.
So what is your total Arkansas record for
6-2?
6-2?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know. I forgot what I was talking about.
Oklahoma beauty pageants. Ugly people. kid beauty pageants.
Yeah, like there's judges. There's like a panel of judges saying that little girl's hotter than that one.
Mm-hmm.
You go to jail.
Jail right away. Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah, for sure, for the rest of your life.
If you can even formulate an opinion.
Yeah.
On the attractiveness of a kid. And you're, what, like, what kind of parents are like, let's put on your makeup. You're like 8.
Dude, I have done this and I had to stop doing it because it makes people so fucking mad. But I have that one joke that's like a pedophile joke. But in it, I say the sentence, a group of sexy middle schoolers walk by. Mm-hmm. And then I used to say, watch this, a group of ugly middle schoolers walk by. They look different in your head now, huh?
Yeah. You make the audience feel bad. I like that joke.
They hated it. Yeah. Like, people did not like that I did that joke. They're like, hey, man, that's not cool.
Like, why did you make me think that?
Yeah, why did you make me
think that? Why did you think that?
Yeah.
Don't blame your thoughts on me.
Why do you have taste in middle schoolers, you fucking freak?
Ugh, fuck, dude. I forgot what else I was going to say.
Dude, the mango habanero is definitely better than the blue coconut.
No, blue coconut is better.
I don't understand.
We were at an open mic yesterday. Oh, yeah. I was pissed at you yesterday because I was supposed to do MMA night, which is like the one night a week where I actually get to apply everything I've learned.
Uh-huh.
And you were like, hey, come to this open mic. And I was like, yeah. I'm going to do fighting. Uh-huh. And then you were like, I think you should come meet people in comedy.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. And then you said I should also drink, and I had not drank in a month.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
God, when you say it like that, I sound like a crazy person. Come to this open mic. Drink.
Yeah.
Skip your priorities. Do what I want.
And I was like, are you sure it will be worth it? Because I'm going to be mad if I miss it for nothing. And you're like, yeah, for sure. And then I come, and then there's like no one there, and then I bombed, and then I had alcohol in my system, so I couldn't. I could have made it in time to train a little bit, but I already had been drinking, so that would have been unsafe for myself or others.
Okay, but let's talk about
how... Dude, there's people trying to spinning kick me in the face while I'm drunk. That's not a good idea.
You should be training for how you're going to get in a fight in real life, which is probably drunk. It's not like you're going to be sober and be like, I should fight this stranger. You're going to be drunk at a bar, and you want your skills...
That's why I don't drink.
...to be prepared. You should. It makes you better.
You're not helping your case as a bad influence.
I don't mind. If I'm a bad influence on you, that's great.
That means you're pretty bad.
Yeah. No. It means I'm a bad influence on you. I'm a great influence on a lot of people.
If you're saying if I'm the only one, you're doing great?
My friend's daughter saw the Manthong clip on TikTok. She's like 14 or 15. But she was like, look, Mom, it's my friend. We know him. So she knows me. So I used to work with her, and like her daughters are adorable. But one of them is like obsessed with flags. And the other one plays volleyball. I was super into volleyball at the time. I sent her like a cool volleyball. But then I found out she was getting bullied at school. And I was talking to her mom about it. And she was like, I don't know what to do about the bullies. And I was like, you should let me give her advice on how to handle the bullies. And she just let me give her advice. And that's such a dumb idea.
This was before that she saw the TikTok, right?
Yeah, way before. Way before. This was like 3 or 4 years ago.
I remember you telling me about this. I don't remember what you said, though.
So this little kid in class was like picking on her. It was a boy, and he was picking on her, and he was short. And I was like, oh, he definitely has a crush on her. Like, then all you have to do is just humiliate this kid, and he'll stop picking on you. So you go into class the next day, and the first thing the teacher says, just raise your hand, ask her to repeat it. And then just do that like 6 or 7 more times, and then the teacher will be like, hey.
Do what?
Ask the teacher to repeat just whatever she's saying. So if she's like, mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell, she'll be like, Miss Jones, can you repeat that? She's like, yes. I got to think of a fake name for her because I almost keep saying her real name. Gabby. There we go. So she's like, yes, Gabby. So then does that over and over. And then, got it. I fucked the story up.
I think I see where this is going.
But yeah, so she has her repeat it several times. And she's like, Gabby, why are you asking me to repeat everything? And then Gabby's supposed to be like, well, I was worried because Sean's so short. It's all going over his head. And so she says that in like the group of the class, humiliates the fucking kid, and like she like comes up and like tells her mom, like, Mom, I fucking did it. I told Sean he got it, like it's so good, he's not gonna pick on me ever more. And he went away for like 2 weeks, stopped picking on her. And then he like came back with a vengeance and was like, I'm gonna get Gabby back for that. So I was like, all right, you gotta start a rumor that Sean's parents are really poor and they adopted him because they couldn't afford a full-size kid. So then she's like, all right, Mike, you're not speaking to my daughter anymore. I was like, wait for phase three. That's when you say they made all their money off of getting into those fetal alcohol syndrome campaign commercials.
Holy shit. You should have kids.
That's the worst takeaway from that story possible.
You could raise the best bully ever.
Ever. Learn from my mistakes.
Oh, yeah. But if I have a kid, he's going to be a scholar ninja piano player.
No. If you have a kid, it's going to be molested.
You can be all.
You kind of have to be.
Yeah. You got to get the motivation from somewhere.
Yeah.
I didn't get to where I am, but not getting molested.
I wish I'd gotten molested. All the other kids did, and I just felt left out. Like the only kid at Catholic school not getting dick.
Yeah, it's like, first of all, is there something wrong with me? Second of all, I want an excuse for
I know I'm fat, but like I'm good looking fat, you know? I don't know. I wasn't
thick.
I wasn't that fat as a kid. I didn't get fat until we discussed this last time, but I ballooned up around 6 or 7 and then just stayed that way. Which is also crazy because like
some people have a glow up. You had a blow up.
Yeah. So last night, as always happens, I'm sitting with comedians. We're all making jokes about me being fat. And my last name's Eaton. We're just like laughing about that. And I was like, you know, the craziest thing though is that like these jokes have never been relevant for anyone else in my family because I'm the only fat. Like everyone else has been ironic. Like they've just been a bunch of skinny Eatons. And then here I am.
That means your entire bloodline has been preparing for your existence.
I'm almost certain that like what was supposed to happen is I was supposed to be triplets and I just consumed the other two in the womb. And I was like, I am three people. I'm Mike Threaton. Nice to meet you. That's why I have so many chins. They're from other people. I figured it out.
I was born this size.
I'm not fat. I'm more boned. Oh, man. Mia Khalifa got big boned. Because large penises.
Yeah.
She hates that she did porn, but it's like no one would know your name otherwise.
I don't think she hates that she did porn.
Yeah, she said that publicly. She's like, I want to move past
A lot of people say things porn star. That I don't believe.
I am a whatever she's supposed to be.
Is she like a journalist? Like a sports journalist or something?
Yeah, I'm sure that's why people tune in.
Dude.
I really need to hear about baseball from Mia Khalifa.
I mean, that's the only reason I would ever watch sports.
Yeah, that's for. Why do you think cheerleaders? I can't believe that no one has gone after cheerleaders in cancel culture. Like they just put a bunch of fucking hot girls with pom poms cheering on men at the games, and they're like, it's not objectifying.
That's a good point.
There are male cheerleaders, but
let's campaign for fat cheerleaders.
No, actually, yes. I want to see fat cheerleaders getting thrown up in the air and just crushing people.
Yeah, it'd be like watching them park trucks.
Burger King on three. Give me a B. Give me a K. No, really, give me a BK. I'm hungry. Yeah, fat cheerleaders would be very funny. I like that as a bit.
We should make some skits.
I hope that cough was Gary getting cancer.
I want to make a...
Fuck you, Gary.
I still can't believe you have that.
Dude, I was telling Brittany that I wanted her to get... little tattoo on the back of her thigh of your face. So that I was banging her. I could be looking at Gary and Eli. And like, all my friends are here. And she was like, you're gay. I'm like, thanks, Brittany.
There's no way you're not gay.
I know. She calls me like her big gay husband.
I think you're going to realize it in like the next 5 years.
I don't know how that would be possible.
Well, my personal
story. Like, I watch so much gay porn, it does nothing for me. It's like I just suddenly start working.
I had a joke about that. I used to be scared that I was going to watch, if I watched gay porn, that I would turn gay.
Yeah.
And the joke is, I've been watching gay porn every day for years. It's still not gay.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, in Oklahoma, there's all these signs that say, don't hit our workers. Avoid a $10,000 fine. And I texted you saying, hey, you can just go to Oklahoma and run over a worker for 10 grand. And you were like, that was one of the first jokes I ever wrote.
I've never been more happy to read a text from you than you saying that. I was like, I literally have an Evernote from like 2015 that says that. Like, I want to go to Oklahoma and run. Like, I think I still have the video of my very first time on stage, 420 of 20, I think it was 2016. And maybe, no, 2018. Fuck, when did I start? No, it was 2016. Oh, my God.
No one gives a shit about that part.
Holy shit. I care. I'm someone. Anyways, I sent that joke my very first time on stage. I'm pretty sure at Hyenas Comedy Club in my first station in Dallas.
I must be bad at comedy then to think of that.
Yeah. No, you're pretty good at comedy. You're funny. I have to argue that with people a lot. Like, no, he's funny. Dude, that was the craziest thing ever. So I was listening to my recording of my set from yesterday, and the last minute of the set is just those two Asian ladies aggressively hitting on you.
Oh, yeah. They were being so loud. I'm just like trying to be like, okay.
The door guy walks up to us while we're sitting there and is like, hey, you single? And we're both like,
please don't fuck us.
Yeah, because
he was like a UFC fighter.
Yeah, and so I was like, he could definitely beat me up and fuck me. Like, I don't want, no, I'm married. And he was like,
And then I was like, depends what's going on.
Yeah, and then he was like, two Asian bitches try to fuck anybody. And we were like, oh, that's funny. And like, why don't you do it? He's like, I got an old lady.
And then they come, I was right after you.
Yeah.
They come up and start talking to me while you're doing your set, and I'm just trying to be like, okay.
You can hear that. You can hear that. Is this your friend? Yeah. you can hear that you being short with them.
Yeah, and then they're like, she's like in the middle of saying shit to me, and then I can tell the host is like, what? Why are you doing that? Why are you talking to these people? And I'm like, I'm not trying to. And then they bring me up, and I like get up, and they're like, oh, you're doing comedy. And then I went up there and just ate a bag of dicks.
Not to them. They thought you were incredible.
They weren't laughing.
Yeah, they were cheering and laughing. They were so supportive because you said, me and Mike have a podcast, and we're TikTok famous, and I cringed. I was like, why would you say that?
I said that's like being the most delicious
piece of shit.
Yes.
Yes. I know you said that, but before you could get out the most delicious piece of shit, both of them cheered very loud. You and I were TikTok famous, and they went, and then a bunch of fucking comics were like, oh my God, just hard eye rolls. And I'm like, I'm going to kill myself. And it's perfect.
Yeah. Then they both, after I went and sat back down, she's like, you're good. You're really funny. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, I immediately, like, as soon as you got back to the table, because, like, you left stuff on the table, I grabbed all my shit and was like, I'm getting another drink. Do you want one? All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, and then she came and started, like, touching on my leg, and I was like, all right, I'm getting out of here.
Yeah. And I was standing there getting you another drink, and you're like, I'm leaving. Those two Asian girls are trying to bang me. I was like, all right.
Yeah, and then I literally ran to my car.
That's so dumb.
Running?
Yeah.
It gets you places faster. Running's a tolerable form of transportation.
Are you gonna go 70 over 65?
What?
You go 70 over 65?
What do you mean?
When you're driving? Like if it's a 60 mile an hour zone, do you go 70 or 65?
80.
That makes sense why you run. I cruise control 5 over.
I cruise control 80.
Yeah, that's not cruise control. That's big boy fast control.
Big boy fast control.
Yeah.
I need to get a button that says that installed.
Big boy fast control, please. Oh, man, my brain doesn't work good when I'm hungover. But,
yeah, I want to go do other things.
I want to eat so much food. I feel like I had like at least one other thing to talk about. Hey, will you guys please buy Manscaped stuff? Can you please go to manscaped.com, use code GIGGLE, and please buy everything on their site? The boxers are incredible. I'm legally not allowed to tell you anything other than my actual opinion.
Yeah, we can't lie.
And it's legitimately great. Everything has been awesome.
My balls are gleaming.
I did not shower today, but I did put on the ball deodorant. So I was like, you know, in case Brittany wants to give me a little mouth later. Thought I'd keep the boys a little deodorized. You know what I'm saying? I feel so bad because of like the people that know her and watch this and hear this. And I'm just, you know, me. But she loves me.
Yeah, it's weird dating someone who's private and personal.
Yeah, I love her so much, and she's
when our whole thing is just
such a little private thing. Yeah,
just putting ourselves like on blast.
It is very funny though to watch who tries to follow her on Instagram, because she has a private Instagram, and I post her and shit all the time. And she likes to be private, so she'll show me and be like, "Hey, who is this person?" And I'm like, "Ah, no, fuck them."
Ooh, I want to hear who.
So if you've tried to follow my wife and you didn't get in, know that I actually don't like you as much as you think I do. Guys, shouldn't put those secrets out there. No, I like everyone. Oh, April 20th and 22nd. I got shows. Please come out. That's the whole.
Oh, yeah.
I do stand-up comedy. Isn't that crazy? And I'm pretty good at it. I'm going to be telling jokes at Sunset Strip. If you Google Sunset Room on East 3rd, it's a really dope new comedy club. They sold out all their first shows, and you are playing a character on the show on 422. So people should definitely come out and see that.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah. I just got the poster.
Do you know the lineup yet? Or are we going to keep that secret until next time?
I know the lineup of the comedians. I'm keeping all of the characters a secret until the show.
Okay. Yeah, we should talk about that next time.
Yeah, we will. It's going to be fun. Awesome. All right. Well, see you next week. Rate 5 stars everywhere. Giggleboys.com.